You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Bing is for doing, and we're doing the after show for the Fosters episode 8, titled Clean. Woo! We've got a special guest. Please introduce yourself, Madison.
What's up? I'm Madison Beatty, and I play Talia on The Fosters.
Absolutely. We're so excited to have you. I'm Jeffrey Masters.
And I'm Jillian Leff, and we are so excited to have the alleged villain of The Fosters, the bad girl herself.
I cannot believe that I'm sitting here next to Talia having a conversation with her. She is shooting daggers. Oh, God. She was saying some nasty things behind the scenes. I can't wait to hear about it.
Lies.
Oh my God, she's so hateful. So before we talk about how much we hate Talia, because it's changing, I hate to say.
It's okay.
We got to talk about the final moments of the show, the gunshots that happened.
Wow.
Those were shockers.
So crazy.
I just remember reading the script and I'm like flipping through and kind of like skimming it. And then at the end, I'm like, oh wait, they're going in the house. Oh wait. And then just, I remember reading it and be like, that's all I get? I don't know what happened. And then I went up to the creators and I was like, so, what happens? And they're like, I don't know. I guess you're going to have to wait for 2 weeks.
Fade to
two
black.
Weeks.
Yeah, because you have to wait for the next script. So it's even longer that I had to wait than all of you guys.
We have it harder, please. You know what happens.
Maybe.
Are we going to be surprised or like blown out of our mind? Surprised.
I think a good mixture of both.
Okay, 50-50. Yeah. What do you think happens, Jillian?
Oh my God. Okay, so I'm thinking that something happened to Steph.
Ooh.
That's my gut feeling. I think something happened to her.
And not Jesus?
Yeah. I think that he's fine. And I think that maybe she got shot. I don't know if it's going to be Mike's fault because he may be a little bit drunk, as we found out in this show, that he may be like sipping on the Aki
all. Right.
So all bets are off on everybody else. It's all Steph for you.
I don't know. Like, I'm kind of like all in on Steph. Like, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but I'm all in.
We saw them at the hospital for the preview.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be Steph or Mike or Jesus.
Well, it's the only people that you don't see in the preview.
Did we see Mike, though?
Who would you be most shocked? Like, who would you be like, ugh, why?
I'd be most shocked if it was all of them. Everyone's dying. It's a Shakespeare.
That's a good twist.
Did we see Mike in the preview? We didn't see any of them in the preview.
It was so fast. Like, obviously, hello, preview teaser, because they teased us.
I got to say, this show does great for the previews, because most, I'm like, they just gave it away. And they're going to fall in love. I saw them making out. But this show, I'm like, oh my God.
Endless surprises. Endless. Well, why do you guys think the episode was called Clean? I don't know. Do you know why it was called Clean?
Mm-mm. I'm baffled.
Oh.
I'm actually, right now, while you guys are talking about who got shot, I'm like just thinking like poker face. Like Lady Gaga's like sitting in the back of my mind right now.
Blink twice if. No, I'm kidding.
So do you have any idea on why the episode was called Clean?
Maybe because everybody was coming clean, kind of like Mariana told the mothers about the birth mom.
I like that.
Okay.
And then also we found out that, we'll talk about later, we found out Selena kind of came clean that she wants a wedding kind of stuff, and different things, secrets were revealed.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I like your theory.
Thank you so much.
I think I'm going to go with it. I'm going to agree with it.
Also, Anna wants to get clean, so she says.
Okay.
So she says.
I know.
Okay. So she says. See, I don't get why people hate Talia. She's just a jealous girlfriend. I mean, Anna honestly, like, does not have good intentions, I think.
You would say that. Okay, we saw the first couple episodes.
Listen, everyone hates Talia because the entire show is shipping Valley.
Oh, should we make it very clear that Talia and Madison are Gasp two different people? Can we say that?
Oh my God. The truth is revealed.
We're giving away too much. I don't think we should say that. Heaven forbid. That'd be awful.
No, it's good. I get like tweets every now and then like, you're such an awful person. Like, I want to run you over with a car.
That was me.
And I'm like, I knew it.
Damn.
No, but I get it. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know. I'm an awful, awful person. It's just a show.
No, but really, if you had to choose some similar characteristics about yourself and Talia, what would they be?
I would like to say my style, but that I'd be lying. My sister practically puts together all my outfits. I don't know. I'd like to say nothing.
Your face. The same face.
I'd like to say just my face. That's what I'd like to go with.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Okay. I mean, she seems like a sweetheart so far, Jeff. I don't know why you talk so much crap about her.
I'm just saying. She's trying to ruin some lives. She's trying to break up the Foster family.
Like it's a poker face.
Oh, no. Okay, well, let's get back to Anna.
Okay, what would you guys do if you were the twins and here it is, your birth mother coming at you for money that you might or might not be used for bad reasons?
What would you do, Madison?
I don't know. I'd be in a very tough position because
right.
I adore my mom. My mom would never do that. But I personally would be like, I love you, Mom. You're my birth mom. But I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, family first and all of those things you hear all the time. But it's like, I don't want to help you.
It's hard when you can't trust her.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know what she did want the money for. You know, drugs, rehab. What'd she say this episode? I forget.
Well, she said that her boyfriend was pressuring her to do drugs. So she is not clean. She's been on drugs because of the boyfriend, and that's why she wants to get out. But I don't know. I think that Mariana made the mistake in the beginning about not including Jesus in her plans to see the birth mom. I mean, it's your twin.
Mm-hmm.
You assumingly have the same feelings towards this woman. So why are you going and you're meeting up alone with her?
And they're so close. I thought it was
so
weird.
He made it really clear, though, and I think it was episode 3, that he's like, no, she's awful. We have to stay away. So that'd be really awkward as Mariana. I wouldn't want to...
So she just took upon herself to say, fine, I'm still going to do it without you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I don't know. It was very touching, though, to, like, go to Anna's side when she finally saw Jesus and, like, hugged him. And, like, it was like,
I mean, we had an awe moment, and then it was sort of like, because I remember back, and we know not to trust Anna.
I feel so bad for
her. She wants that money.
Like, I watched the show as an audience member. I'm like, no, Mariana, Jesus.
I know.
I think they do a good job, though. They try to do a good job of finding a balance between
absolutely
helping your mom. And
I know. I think that storyline, too, is one of the most heartbreaking of the series, with mm-hmm. Anna going to her kids for money that she gave up.
Because what would you do? I really don't know.
I don't know. That's hard.
I mean, as I said in the last episode, I just don't think that I would take anything from the people that shelter me.
No.
to give to my birth mom, who has not been a constant in my life for, like, my whole life.
Right. And how heartbreaking is it that still Jesus, like, wants to, like, find a shelter for her?
Well, that's the thing. Like, Mariana warns him, you know, she sort of gets you in the beginning, and then you start to feel bad for her, and you can't feel bad for her. So she did warn him
mm-hmm.
about it. And again, like, I think that they're very different in the sense that they need to both find out for themselves why she's a horrible person.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, thankfully, like, the viewers, like, cheered Mariana on as she said, no, I'm not giving you money. I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. You're like, good, don't.
Walk away.
Yes. Walk away in your high heels from that crack house.
In your Mariana high heels.
Oh, my God. Every show, I'm like, girlfriend, you're in heels. How are you going to run away?
Because have you seen Sierra?
She's teeny
like,
tiny.
In episode 10, I was wearing these heels that were literally, like, 5 or 6 inches. And I saw her one day, and she was barefoot, and I was in heels, and she was literally like right here because I'm naturally very tall, so you put us together and it was really funny.
Oh my God. All right, let's get to the Talia, Callie, Brandon love triangle.
Oh God.
Ooh.
But first, we gotta talk about the adventures of serial buddies. As everybody knows, Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos created this amazing feature film about a serial buddy comedy. They kill people and they have fun. And they're best friends.
It's wow. hilarious.
It's a story of my relationship with Talia, a.k.a. Madison Beatty. And that's how we met. We were in the graveyard. And I was like, this is my grave. Get your shovel out of it. And Talia's like, uh-uh. Move it or lose it.
Mm-mm. In a very typical Talia way.
I know. She shot some daggers at me. This movie is available on iTunes and SerialBuddies.com. It's so cheap. I don't know. It's $4.99.
Just buy it.
It's a night of entertainment.
Beth Bears from Two Broke Girls is in it.
Oh, my
Marie
God.
Marie Menounos is in it. Kathy Lee Gifford is in it.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Everyone. Under the
you
sun.
You got it. It's so funny. It's so great. And when you watch it and you download it and buy it, you help support this beautiful studio. You help us get these beautiful guests. You help us do all kinds of beautiful things using that adjective. So do it today. Okay, great.
I'm going to go home and do it.
Absolutely. Let us know how you like it. Okay. So this episode was so interesting because we're finally allowed to like Talia, which I didn't personally like. What did you think? Were you happy that like she's finally getting some like change about her image?
I was. I mean, it was weird on set because I'm so used to like between takes, like laughing it off and giving them daggers. Like we did the scene where I walk up and I try to give them the concert tickets, and after the first take, I turned to David and I was like, that was so weird. I'm actually being nice to you. Like I feel like I'm doing something wrong as an actor because it's just so out of the ordinary for Talia. I was more anxious though than anything to see how the fans would react and how our viewers thought of her.
Yeah.
Because I want everyone to feel for her and see her side in a sense and for her to change, but it's all up to the viewers. I don't know.
Think it definitely worked. I think that's the brilliant part of this show is that like anytime you like don't like somebody or you really like somebody, they like toss it around.
Our creators are brilliant.
I know.
They're brilliant.
Well, I thought that it was great. In the last episode, we sort of get a little bit of a hint of, or maybe two episodes ago, of Callie being nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
And your sort of response. You know, we understand that Talia's been through a lot. You know, she lost Brandon. Apparently,
she was traumatized.
Apparently, she was used by Mr. Wyatt. We still can't confirm or deny that.
She's using alcohol at a young age.
You know, she takes her
not
top
in a good
off.
Way.
There's a lot of things about Talia. And, you know, Callie is really trying to be the bigger person in the sense and reaching out to you and saying, you know, like, hey, you want to ride home? Or like, hey, like, let's be civil. Maybe not let's be friends yet.
I hope they get there. I just loved the scene today where it's like, you know, poor Talia and she runs out and she's crying and everyone's just like, oh. At least I hope everyone's like, oh.
We were.
And Callie chases her out to the hall and is like giving her this pep talk and you're just like, Talia, like, give her a hug. Like, this is great. You can be friends. And Talia just standing there and she's like, I need to fix my makeup. Like, that's such a Talia thing to say. Oh.
But she doesn't know how to feel yet. And that's the thing. Like, I feel like I've been there before where, you know, you necessarily don't trust somebody at first. And then they're really gunning for you to sort of just, like, let it be with them and just, like, trust them. Or maybe not trust them, but just, like, get along with them and talk with them. And you're not ready yet. Like, I get it.
But what I really appreciate it, though, was that Talia... You weren't like, no, I don't want anything to do with you. You're like semi-accepting, like on the road to forgiveness as like, the viewer.
I think Talia has changed her view. You know, I honestly think that she realized she did something really, really bad and kind of messed it up for herself. And that it was Brandon. It was Brandon that was into her. It wasn't Callie's fault. She's just the poor new girl.
Oh, do you think it was like the breakup that like finally clued her into everything?
I think so.
Ah.
I think so. I think it was a slap in the face.
Totally.
So, why do you think your character got wasted at the party and took her top off? Because that was the source of the tears in this episode.
Honestly, I think boys can really get a hold of a girl. And I in my opinion, I think Talia was trying to throw her emotions into just getting drunk and forgetting about it, which is not a good idea ever to do. And then by the time you're drunk, you just don't even think straight. And she took her top off. Like, gosh, Talia, pull yourself together.
I know. That storyline is so extreme, but so believable that, like, she would or another person would actually do that in high school.
I believe it. Like, I read the episode 6 where they leave her at the party, and I'm just thinking, oh, my God. what's going to happen? I know something's going to happen. It's like, why do you stay, Talia?
I thought she was going to get, like, assaulted by, like, a party
member.
You
knew something was going to happen. Yeah. You knew
the breadcrumbs were there. Yeah. I was like, where is this going?
And then how it's revealed in the classroom. Oh, my God.
Oh, and on the screen? And every high school has that, like, one or nine people who, like, make a bad decision and it haunts them forever. And, oh.
No, and just with all the technology, like, it was just so easy for Garner, the kid that released it, like, film it and you can plug it in and put it in the projector. That's so easy to do.
So do you think that Talia will be more accepting of Callie's relationship or, like, friendship in more episodes?
I think so, as long as her and Brandon don't get together. I think she's still very territorial about Brandon, but I don't think that she's mad at Callie anymore.
Right. I thought it was so brilliant, too, that you guys, like, leave the concert, and it was, like, a really nice scene between you and David, Brandon.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, they've got really good chemistry, too.
Yeah. You know? I think they're a cute couple, and honestly, for Brandon's sake, they should not get together with Callie.
Right.
Yeah. Just because that would mess everything up.
And for everyone's sake.
But I'm not going to lie, every now and then as Madison, I'm watching, and I'm like, they would be really cute together.
Oh, my God, guys, answer to one of your Twitter questions. She ships Valley.
I go back and forth. Like Madison that plays Talia, I'm like, no. Talia and Brandon need to get together. And then, like, every now and then the Madison that's just watching is Madison. I'm like, oh, Brandon and Callie, oh, God.
Well, that's why the show is so, like, crazy successful for me, because every character is such amazing chemistry together. And I'm like, oh, I could see them going back together, Talia and Brandon. I'm like, oh, but Callie and Brandon have
this
weird spark.
And the love circles we have going on. And then they brought in Wyatt.
Oh, Wyatt's been with everybody.
Oh, my God. Apparently.
This is actually high school.
Well, you know, I thought that a moment that was, like, a huge deal was when Callie and Brandon were in the kitchen with the pizza, and Callie actually said to him, you know, maybe you gave Talia a reason to be jealous. Because he said that he was mad because you were jealous and possessive and went crazy, and she's like, well, maybe you gave her a reason to.
Mm.
And then he has to process that.
Right.
And he's like, God, you know, she caught me.
I always thought that Callie was going after Wyatt just to make sure that Brandon had a very firm no, like, for him to process. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, wait, does she actually like Wyatt? I don't know. I just don't know what her motives are. You know?
I don't know. Well, I just watched this episode, and it's like, Wyatt and Callie are kind of pretty much together, and Brandon and Talia are working on things. Uh-huh. Like, is one going to be happy like that? Like, we'll have to see. I doubt it. Yeah, we know.
I think Brandon is too nice for Callie. Although I wish that they end up together. Callie's, like, into the bad boys. Like, she... Wyatt is, like...
But she comes from a really sweet place. I mean, like, she's actually trying to help Talia and Brandon.
Yeah.
In a sense.
She is.
And all of her bad girl motives from the past were all to protect Jude and herself and the foster system.
But think about the way that Wyatt acts towards her, okay? Think of the things that he says to her. You know, you may be too screwed up for me. And then she walks away and she smiles.
Like, I think that's what she thinks she deserves, maybe.
Mm. Oh. You know what?
I think
very
she's
true.
So broken.
Cry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that's true. She is. I don't know. It's just brilliant casting that her and Brandon have that much amazing chemistry, and yet, like, for the storyline, they cannot. Yeah,
the whole cast. Like, because it's always nerve-wracking when you sign on to a project just because of many reasons, but the cast mainly.
Yeah.
You know, I've had the projects where it's not the best cast, and it really interferes with your job. And to get on The Fosters and it be such an amazing cast and the chemistry to just click, and, like, we just have so much fun. It's not work to me.
That's
at
so
all.
Nice.
It's such a family.
Anna, I believe you, because, like, every cast member said that.
Every single one. They love their jobs.
Like, you hear it, you're like, oh, that's nice. But everyone is like, oh, man, I want to go on set.
It's a party. There's always music or topless girl.
Right, of course. No, the dynamic of the cast when they're doing the family scene in the beginning, cooking dinner, I was like, this is a family. Yes, this is so great.
And we've had some amazing directors to make sure that stays on that path,
oh,
too.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, every episode we pretty much have a different director, but Tim Busfield was kind of the pioneer. He did episode 1 and 2, and I remember him sitting us all down like, look, you guys are in charge of this show, and you guys need to know you're going to be working together, and you should make sure you treat each other with respect. And I don't think he had to tell anyone that. I mean, I think everyone knew it, but he kind of cemented this family that we've continued to be.
What other kinds of things did you do backstage, like, get that dynamic and that, like, family atmosphere?
Yeah, do you guys have bonding activities? Did you do trust falls?
I would like to say that we went to, like, some team effort camp, you know. But it kind of...
Did you do a ropes course?
It sounds really boring, but it just happened naturally.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, speaking of on set, we have some fan questions.
Okay.
You guys are, first of all, awesome. Every time I've asked you to tweet a fan question, they go nuts, especially when you retweet it. So
I love you guys.
One fan wants to know... the funniest on-set moment, and that is Elphaba underscore Anne.
Hello. Oh, God. There's quite a few. But I immediately flash back to this moment. I forget which episode it was, but it was when Brandon was debating if he's going to move in with his dad. And it's the scene where he walks in and all of us are at the table having, like, a family night. And Talia's awkwardly sitting there.
The game night.
And it's really a sad scene because he comes in and he's like, I'm going to move in with dad. And, like, everyone just drops and you look at Talia and she's like... But we were filming that scene and we were all singing. I forget what song we were singing. Sierra started it, Mariana, and we're all singing this song and we're dancing and whatever, and I guess just coincidentally everyone stopped on one line and I kept singing. And I'm like full on, like, you know, yelling and singing, and all of a sudden there's just silence and everyone on set is staring at me like, you have a wonderful voice.
Oh no.
We still joke about it. I mean, there's many moments. There's a time when Maya had too much coffee and it was really funny, but there's a lot of moments like that.
That's so funny. I love the dynamic when the Lena's ex-girlfriend came in. I was a little bit weirded out that they had, like, a whole, like, formal sit-down dinner, though.
Mm.
I was like, if you
like, would you do that with your ex?
No.
Especially because I don't know if it was just, like, the way the dialogue was, but it was a very coy and flirty dialogue. Like, when she walked in her uniform, the girlfriend was like, oh, I love a woman in uniform.
Right.
Like, blow my hair back. Yeah, it was like, they were like giving each other sexy eyes. Like, I don't know. And then they all ganged up on Lena, the two of them.
I know. That was weird to see.
It was so weird. There's underlying tension the whole time.
I know. Steph's character is always so, like, rational and, like, thoughtful. And I was like, stop that. You're being mean. You're not Talia.
I don't know.
Character switch.
Do we have a new Foster's villain?
No way.
No.
I feel like they're trying to make Mike, Danny Nucci, into that. Not the villain, but, like, the bad guy.
Well, guys, we find out about his problem.
Drinking, again, was quoted, like, 9 times today.
Him and Talia are in the same club.
I know. Maybe he should adopt her.
She's not a Foster.
Oh, just kidding.
No, it was so sad to hear... Brandon talked to Steph about the moment when he was in the car with Mike and he sort of swerved off the road a little bit, and he was too nervous to tell her about it because he thought that she would never let him see her again.
Well, and just even as Brandon trying to deal with something like that.
So young, too.
Yeah.
How old is he was?
How old were they when they got divorced? I don't know. I'm sure the fans would know this. How old was Brandon when Steph and Mike got divorced? You guys leave that in a comment below.
They've been together like 10 years. Somebody who's like 6, 7, 8. I don't know.
Yeah.
But nine. And then his response, you would never let me see him again, is like, yeah, she wouldn't. That's
mm-mm.
so believable.
Mm-mm.
That's exactly right.
I feel like he's been protective of his dad, and he always had. Like, every episode, there's more evidence of he really wants the best for his dad, and he really wants that relationship.
I know.
Oh, but, like, the scene with the piano. I get the Kleenexes out.
Do we think that Mike might have been drunk when he went into the house with Steph at the end of the episode? Because his voice is very grovelly. And I was like, wait a second. Has he been drinking?
Well, at first, I thought it was Anna's boyfriend pulling in the driveway. Because the car pulled up sort of abruptly and fast.
Yeah, but Jesus is in the house. They have to get Jesus out.
Yeah.
We don't even know whose gunshots were, like, what.
I mean, mean,
there were a bunch of gunshots.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm going to say that there was, like, at least three guns there. I think somebody has a gun in the house. I really do.
Yeah, of course. Every drug dealer does.
When
I was a drug dealer, I had three.
Jeff Masters.
I'm kidding. I only had one. Just kidding. I don't know about, like, the ending scene, though, like, the legality of a police officer going not in uniform and off-duty with their gun to a house and, like, pulling it out. Is that legal?
I think anytime there's guns involved, it's like, yeah, no.
Just call the police. They're at the police. I don't know.
Mike was in uniform.
But not in, like, squad car.
No, he was in his
civilian
vehicle.
And we have to wait a whole week. Well, you have to wait a whole week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, rub it in. You know. Villain.
Okay, can you tell us this? Does anybody die?
No, I can't tell anything. Sorry.
No.
Well, listen, the next episode is called Vigil. And usually you hold a vigil when somebody dies.
Or when someone, like, is dying.
I just thought,
like, the characters were too put together in the previews to have... It was more like a, we're going to stay strong because they're going to pull out of this, versus we're so upset because we just lost
Sometimes
a child, a wife.
Sometimes you're just really shocked.
Yeah.
Like, over a death?
Or, like, okay. Something.
Guys. Poker face. Lady Gaga's in the back of my head again.
Jeff,
we're going to have a headache of the song now.
Okay, this is an answer you can... This is a question you can't answer. Where the heck balls is Jude? He wasn't in the episode.
There was a really clever tweet. When I was live tweeting today, we're all, you know, working on the computer and it's kind of quiet. And all of a sudden someone goes, this is a really clever tweet. It was something like, you know, dear ABC family, I have an emergency to report. There's a missing Jude.
It's true. They were so conscious about, like, Jesus is with Lexi to movies. No, he's not. Mariana's at dinner. David's out with Talia. Where is Jude?
Jude just doesn't get into any trouble.
Is he upstairs, like, not eating?
He's been sleeping for 2 weeks.
Check under the cover.
No, he's playing the video game.
He will be back next week, and he will be back for the summer finale.
Oh,
so
perfect.
I will say that, because we all love Jude. We need more Jude. And Hayden Byerly, who plays Jude, is just
so
fun.
Cute.
We miss him on set when we don't have him. We're like, where's Hayden?
And will Connor be back?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, there's a lot of things to wrap up.
I love that storyline, though.
It's so nice.
And how our fans and viewers are painting their nails blue. I just love it. I love it. So, that was so unexpected. And the whole blue for Jude.
I know.
Thanks, guys.
It's just such, like, a beautiful, subtle
thing. Everyone on set got really excited when it all of a sudden was, like, this thing, like, blue for Jude.
Oh, that's so nice. And you guys are done shooting, correct?
Yep. We wrapped about 3 weeks ago, probably.
Okay.
So now we wait.
We wait.
Oh, man. Supposedly, we're going to hear in the next week or so an announcement.
That's what I heard.
Fingers crossed.
We have to wait a week.
I know. And we have 2 episodes left. I know we said that wrong last time. We had some tweets call us out. Thank you for keeping us on our toes.
Always. We appreciate it.
I'm excited. I love, and we're talking about the breadcrumbs that they've put down for things. We had the breadcrumbs for a wedding. I can't wait.
I don't know.
I love it. I'm so excited for you guys. It's really fun to sit back and watch everyone's reactions.
Oh. So, okay, tell us this.
Okay.
Do they end the season finale with a giant cliffhanger of, oh my god, gunshots again? Or is it, like, wrapped up very nicely?
I'd say it's a good in-between.
Perfect.
I'd say more than anything, it is kind of tied up in a sense.
Oh, great.
For one moment. And then it's like, no! Why'd you leave me?
Okay, I'm terrified.
Honestly, you should be terrified.
Oh my god.
Okay, should we cue some predictions? Let's do it.
Poker face. Whoa, there's, like, sound effects. I like it.
Please, of course. Jillian, do you want to start?
Yes, I would love to start, Jeffrey. So, first scene of the show. We find out that Sarah was removed from the Olmsteads.
Oh, yeah. We didn't see Liam at all.
Yes.
Sorry, I forgot.
And Steph is...
He's a villain.
Yes, he is.
He got your place.
And Steph is talking to the DA. So, my prediction is that Liam comes back because I feel like it's not... over. And I don't know if it's going to be in the next 2 episodes. I don't know if it's going to be in their B season. one, yes, hopefully. But I just think that the Liam storyline, it's not tied with a bow yet. It's a little loose.
This is going to come maybe from like a long shot, but Liam knows where they live. He's livid about what Callie did. Part of me just feels like he's going to do something to the house. And since these are predictions and we're not like writing the script, I'm foreseeing with my premonition ball a house fire.
I was going to say, he's an arsonist. Oh my God.
I feel it in my bones. I'm a fire sign. And I could sense it. I'm smelling some gasoline. Blink twice, it's fire.
All I'm going to say is Liam has haunted Callie for a very long time, and I don't think that's going to stop anytime soon.
Oh, my God.
Yes, but no.
No.
I know.
All right.
So almost more torturous than the Bali situation.
Oh, God.
Lord, Jeff, what are your predictions for next week? To add on to the Liam situation, which we're already dealing with.
House fires. I'm too anxious. I think it's going to be Mike who got shot or needs to be rushed to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I think that I would like to see the Steph and Lena adopt Jude and Callie just to make sure they never leave. Because it's like, such a beautiful family. And I don't think that they could.
I don't understand how they could let them go.
Right? When
they're
know so much about
who
what happened.
Who would not want to adopt Jude and Callie, but Jude.
I know. And they just know too much about them now. They're too close. They're too invested in these kids' futures. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right, we got to wrap it up. Madison, tell everybody where we can find you on Twitter and Instagram.
It's the same on Instagram and Twitter to make it easy for you. But to make it complicated, I spell my name a little weird. It's MadisonBeaty. It's my name.
Okay.
So, Madison Beaty.
And I am on Twitter and Instagram at JeffMasters1.
And I am on Twitter at Jillian Leff, or you can find me on my website, JillianLeff.com, and be sure to check out the AfterBuzz TV website. It's brand spanking new. You can find all the shows there, information about our hosts, and you can watch live on your tablet or iPhone.
All right, thanks
thank
so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having
me, so
and to our fans and viewers, thank you guys so much.
Thanks,
we
guys.
Love you.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.